This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wasalam, rasulullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi. Welcoming you to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2016, day 25. اليوم إن شاء الله تعالى سوف نتكلم عن موضوع الإخلاص. إخلاص في الشيء. خلص خلوصا. الإخلاص في الشيء. الإخلاص هو روح العمل. عمل لا إخلاص فيه كجسد لا روح فيه. My brothers and sisters, today we'll talk about sincerity, to try to gain sincerity in these final days of Ramadan, because the ikhlas, sincerity in Arabic means ikhlas. Sincerity is the soul of the action. If an action that has no sincerity is just like a body with no soul. Sincerity, my brothers and sisters, is the ulama, they say that sincerity is the toughest worship of the heart, because even the heart has a way to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincerity is the worship of the heart. Fear of Allah is the worship of the heart. Truthfulness is the worship of the heart. Al-ikhlas يقول أهل العلم أنه أصعب عبادة عبادة القلب. من أصعب عبادة القلب هو الإخلاص. أن تخلص لله سبحانه وتعالى. وشرط الإخلاص ألا تنتظر الجزاء إلا من الله سبحانه وتعالى. إذا فعل شيء لا تنتظر الجزاء إلا من الله، وإلا أنت غير مخلص. أن هذا العمل ما سويته لله، ما عملته لله، عملته للقيل والقال حتى يقال فلان. One of the conditions of إخلاص is that you only seek reward from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. When you do something, you know, an action, and then you seek, you know, gratefulness from people and praise from people, that this contradicts ikhlas. It contradicts sincerity, because you're not doing it for the sake of Allah, but you're doing it for the sake of people, so that people say, you know, that you are this and you are that. In fact, the three first people who will enter hellfire are not non-believers. The very first three people who will enter hellfire are Muslims. And the Prophet ﷺ says that these type, what kind of Muslims are they? أول ثلاثة يدخلون النار. أول ثلاثة يدخلون النار. تصور ليس هما يعني ليس بكفار ولكن مسلمين. من هم؟ لم يخلصوا أعمالهم لله سبحانه وتعالى. منهم رجل. Amongst them is a man who used to do a lot of good deeds, a lot of صدقة. رجل كان يتصدق. فيأتي يوم القيامة أمام الله سبحانه وتعالى يسأله عن هذه الصدقة، لماذا فعلتها؟ يا ربي فعلتها لك. فيقال كذبت، فعلتها ليقال فلان كريم وقد قيل ويرمى به في النار والعياذ بالله. والآخر عالم قاري، لماذا فعل؟ يا ربي فعلته لك. يقال له كذبت، فعلت يعني درست العلم ودرست القرآن حتى يقال عالم وقد قيل، ويلقى فيه في جهنم والعياذ بالله. A man who used to give a lot of charity and a lot of good deeds, and he will be told, why did you do so? He will say, Ya Rabbi, I did for your sake. He will be told, no, you did it so that people said that you're generous, and he will be thrown in hellfire. The other one is a man who used to study ilm and Quran, Shaykh. He will be asked, and he would say, I did it for your sake. He would be told, no, you did it so that people say that you are, a scholar, a qari, and he will be thrown in hellfire, A'udhu Billah. And the third one, somebody who died in the battlefield, and he will claim that he did it for the sake of Allah, whereas he did it so that people say he was a brave man, and he will be thrown in hellfire. لا تنتظر الجزاء إلا من الله. Don't wait for praise except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that when you're, this is what it's called, I'm sincere. Sincere, like you're doing something purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for the sake of people. And Ramadan teaches us this concept of sincerity. So my brothers and sisters, until another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2016, I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.